Hare Krishna. This is a little update on TOVP, Temple of Vedic Planetarium, which I've spoken about before, last year and year before, quite a bit. And it's a reminder, because you can't help being reminded of TOVP here in Mayapur. It's just so all-pervasive, impressive. The other day, Shambihari and I walked out Tarampur Road all the way to Jalangi. And from there, looking at the TOVP, and that was in the evening, it's just so huge. And Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi is really dwarfed by comparison. And of course, every day, three times a day, when I chant my Gayatri, I chant meditating on Temple of Vedic Planetarium. Hare Krishna, what can I say? But what I did want to say was that it's very special. And, Srila Prabhupada, in a lecture here in Mayapur to the devotees, he really explained that all the acharyas over the years, they've undertaken some kind of very personal service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aside from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And Prabhupada explained, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went door to door begging to build the temple that was commemorating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace at Yogapith. This is not the existing temple, sort of triangular pyramid, not triangular, rectangular pyramid temple, which Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur built, but right next to that, which is, I think this has become sort of an office and ashram, two-story red stone building. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had that built. And in order to construct that, he personally went door-to-door in Calcutta, begging for donations. And Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada said, he established his mats throughout India. That was his personal service to Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada said, this Temple of Vedic Planetarium, this is my personal service. Aside from fulfilling the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preaching all over the world, which is also Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction, Srila Prabhupada considered his personal service to Mahaprabhu was building this temple. And then he thanked the devotees for helping him in that and asked them to help him, and was sort of crying in that regard. And Srila Prabhupada also said that his personal mission was to preach in India, that his Guru Maharaj's order was for him to preach in the West. And when he felt that he had fulfilled that, then he came to India, and his personal mission was to preach in India. So the TOVP is going up, and on the 50th anniversary of Mayapur actually being established and the Lotus Building being opened by Srila Prabhupada and Little Radha Madhav being installed, that's when the Temple of Vedic Planetarium is going to open. That's 7 years down the road. They say it's going to cost another $55 million. My experience with construction is that it's going to cost more than that. But whatever it is really a detail. Whatever it costs, it's worth it. And that's what it's going to be. But it's a construction and a cost that should be met by the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. And I know that you've been hearing me, and you will be hearing me up until April, fundraise for Radhisham's completion of Radhisham's temple renovation. And then after that, we'll have some other projects in Hungary. But parallel with that, TOVP, and of course devotees around the world, there's other projects that they're participating in. And why not? It isn't that Krishna is just feeding the listener of this podcast, but the members of their family and so many other people. In other words, there's a lot of things that we're getting from Krishna simultaneously, and therefore reciprocating in terms of donation and support. It doesn't just have to go to one place, it can go to many, many places at the same time. So please consider that as your regular service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and your personal service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as I'm sure everyone's got their other services and projects that they donate to, and of course don't forget Radhe Shyam, but don't forget Temple of Vedic Planetarium and Panchatattva. It's such a wonderful project, it's a beautiful project, and as Srila Prabhupada said, that you build Mayapur, he said this in regards to our temples, you build Mayapur and your temples will flourish. So similarly, you help build TOVP and your business, your home, your family, everything will flourish, because this is the heart of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. This is the home of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. If the heart is healthy, the rest of the body will also be healthy. And this is actually manifesting the heart. TOVP is manifesting the heart of the Krishna Consciousness Movement of ISKCON. There's one interesting story Bhakti Chuu Maharaj said, and that was that he had one of his disciples who was very inspired by TOVP, a businessman, who promised to give $1 million. Although his business wasn't really doing very well. And so he sort of did the best that he could by giving $250,000, and he pledged the rest. But as soon as he gave that $250,000 and made the pledge, his business just turned around. And since then, which was a few months back, he's able to give another $500,000, and within another few months, he figures he'll be able to give the other $250,000 pledge. So that's a good example of how someone's business can really turn around by just depending on Panchatattva, depend on Lord Chaitanya, and things will glow and flourish. I'm also depending on them, because here I'm sitting saying, well, give to Panchatattva, but at the same time, I'm also trying to get devotees to donate to Radhe Shyam. But I'm quite sure that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva are pleased, then they'll also inspire devotees to give to Radhe Shyam's temple. And the other projects that I have down the road for Radhe Shyam as well. Why not? There's plenty to go around, and we've got millions of devotees all over the world who are spending millions and millions of dollars every year on so many other things. No doubt, both Panchatattva, Radhe Shyam, their own projects and everything else also fits into that. And these millions of devotees, how much are they spending by comparison to how much karmis are spending just in giving a charity? In America, if I have it right, either it's $60 billion or $600 billion is given away every year in charity. American people are very charitable people. They're also quite religious. So what is this $55 million for the TOVP, or the relatively small amount by comparison to that we're doing for Radhe Shyam's renovation? It's, as they say in the vernacular, peanuts. And these people are donating to so many different things. How does that compare to Temple of Vedic Planetarium? So, and if you want to know how to do it, go online for TOVP. They've got many wonderful projects, starting with $150 for a square foot, all the way up to $250,000 for getting a platinum coin. There are 50 platinum coins available, and silver coins and gold coins and other inspirational things in between. let's build the TOVP, and no doubt we'll be building our own homes, our own businesses, our own yatras, and the temple within our hearts. Hare Krishna.